We need to talk.
We've got three topics to talk about. Cricket, I want to start with the Japanese situation with the Super Rugby, and also darts, which is all over the Auckland this weekend, and whether it's an Olympic sport. But let's start with the cricket. This is going to be one that probably slips away from memory. What do you take out of the series, Graham?
That Tom Latham has arrived as a short-form player.
Nice.
Exposure for a few players. Milne is now, I think, a test candidate. If he can just stay fit, it would be a risk of home and test. And possibly the end of Luke Ronke and Nathan McCullum.
Okay, all right. There's a little bit of sour at the end of the suite, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been a worthwhile exercise in terms of those new players that we've seen. George Worker seems like a promising player that may indeed kick on. I think Tom Latham is a real candidate to move into that top order permanently if they can find a spot for him. And I tend to agree. We've seen the bowling loads of Nathan McCullum lessened over the series. Each side is often bowled out from memory, and Nathan McCullum has only really bowled maybe half of his overs from what I've seen. So I think, yeah, Nathan McCullum may well be possibly on the way out, and we might just see, I know you were quite keen on this, Graham, BJ Watling perhaps moving into the Black Caps top order for Luke Ronke.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Also a good step along the way for Sodhi this time.
Yeah, his figures weren't that bad in the end, were they? What, 0 for 55, I think, and 1 for 54. And he only bowled 8 overs this morning. But, you know, this is against a South African batting lineup that we know can club it. I mean, these guys were whacking 400s, weren't they, at the World Cup? And also De Villiers was pretty outstanding. De Villiers was amazing this morning, again. I mean, once he gets going, it must be quite fearful, Elliot, going in there bowling against this bloke.
Well, exactly, yeah. How do you bolt him?
Yeah, how do you?
You're just going to tonk everything and go for it. And often, more often than not, it absolutely comes off for him. And he's absolute freak. But I think the 2-1 series result, the Black Caps can take plenty out of it. They've learned plenty about the players in that wee next tier below.
I also think you've got to mention Dougie Bracewell too, Graham, coming back the way that he has. I'm most impressed by this in all aspects.
Yep, and he gives us depth there, and he looked good. He's almost the forgotten man there for a while, wasn't he?
Well, it's been, it was 2011, remember when we won in Hobart. It was after the Rugby World Cup.
I know, what I really look forward to is one day Doug Bracewell puts in a really good performance and no one mentions Hobart. You know, he's kind of, Doug Bracewell, everyone goes back to Hobart. So I look forward to when he does another.
Well, when's he played a test since then? He hasn't played that many since then, has he?
Yeah, I know, but I just hope that he's remembered for more than that one test.
Final question before we move on topic then. The previous series before South Africa, we played against Zimbabwe. What was the score in that one-day series, Graham?
We won 2-1.
Nice. Yes, we were all arguing about this in the office before. Did we remember, or was it, I think we lost the first one, didn't we?
We lost the first one.
And then we won the T20.
Oh, did we? Oh, God almighty. Oh, that's weird.
We need to talk.
That's sad on your part, isn't it? All right. Darts. This is going to be spectacular this weekend. The crowds are going to be enormous. People just love going and watching this. Can it be regarded as a sport? And then in that case, Elliot, can it go to the Olympics and be, or even the Commonwealth and be a Commonwealth sport? I think it should be in the Commonwealth Games for a start.
I think it absolutely should be in the Commonwealth Games. There's no argument that I could mount against it. Not being when you look at a lot of the other sports that go in the Olympic Games and the Commonwealth Games, I think it's probably more worthy of a spot than perhaps golf or rugby sevens. If you make the Olympics or the Commonwealth Games the pinnacle of darts every 4 years, then I think there's every reason. The problem with darts is that it's a money-driven sport, and you can't get that in the Commonwealth Games. You know, you're not be able to get the T-shirts, the polo shirts that the athletes wear with their logos all over it. You won't be able to have that in the Olympic or Commonwealth Games. You have to do things a bit differently. But if you can sort of say, look, this one's not for money, it's about the prestige, it's kind of like the Ryder Cup, etc., then there's a chance you might be able to get it. I'd love to see the darts at the Olympics. I've been a big fan of darts for probably 4 or 5 years now, since it started being broadcasted over summer, those 2 weeks sort of in and around Christmas. You see the World Championships. Yeah, I think it's going to be fantastic.
It certainly is an improve your play in the office. Graham, what about you?
It is the ultimate Commonwealth sport, really,
isn't it? Yeah.
It's just so British.
Well, this is the thing. To me, the Commonwealth Games, Graham, if they want to survive this thing, they've got to start thinking laterally and start bringing in the sports that are played in the Commonwealth. I think that's where you could play T20. Why not have netball there, which it is there, obviously? Why not have sevens there, which has been brought there? Why not have darts there? Why not have a snooker there? Play the sports that we play in the Commonwealth. Yeah, doesn't that make more sense?
Yeah, instead of trying to be a mini Olympics.
Well, that's the point. Because going over to watch the Commonwealth Games, the most disappointing thing in a lot of events is that, seriously, that the best athletes in the world aren't there. You're not breaking world records. You're getting Australia winning 100 gold medals, for God's sake. It's bloody ridiculous, isn't it? So take out those sports and actually make it sports that we,
Yeah, I agree. And you would get big crowds.
Actually, speaking of which, guys, did you see that on ESPN, Graham, the other day? That some weird, not a weird, but I mean, it was a video game, some bloody video game. I even asked the kids and they told me they didn't know what it was. Madison Square Garden packed out?
Yeah. Esports is the next big thing. It's becoming huge over in
the States.
It's been big in Japan for a while. Yeah,
they had commentators and everything.
Watching people play video games is the next big thing. Yeah.
And way bigger in Japan than rugby is.
Well, actually, let's move on to that, shall we? Yeah, because
we need to talk.
I tell you what, if they were getting a super rugby side from their video gamers, Graham, I don't think they'd have any problems at the moment.
They'd have hundreds signed up, and they'd have sponsors and all the rest of it.
Hey, look, but they say, what did they say? As I say, there's a 70% chance. 70%? What is this? Hang on, I thought it was a lay down misere. I thought it was a done deal, wasn't it? 70% now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems as if the companies that run rugby in Japan sort of just haven't bought into this, have they?
Hey, but hang on a second. We took the All Blacks up there, and the whole sport was just going to explode like it did in Hong Kong when we went up there.
And Chicago.
Exactly. Well, the All Blacks have been there twice, haven't they?
Thousands of people registering to play.
Well, exactly. It just doesn't seem to have happened, which is very bizarre. Look, I think for a competition that wants to be the preeminent club rugby tournament competition in the world, to have uncertainty over which teams are playing, 6 or so months out from the next edition starting, is simply not good enough.
Well, it's even tighter than that, Elliot, because it's actually 4 months before they start playing warm-up games.
Well, exactly, and there would be no uncertainty about anything else in top world sporting competitions. You'd have it planned years and years in advance, and to have this uncertainty 70-30 that they might be there next year, I think is simply not good enough. And really, where's Super Rugby been on this, holding them to account and saying get this done? Or it just seems there's been a lack of direction from all parties concerned, and perhaps the Singapore Slingers need to come back and get in there next year.
I tell you what, I mean, what is the solution here, Graham? Because apparently Argentina is all up and that's set to go. So if you drop one, it might actually be a Super 16 or 17. That'd be good because that all works, doesn't it, if you work that out?
Yeah, I sort of lose
three pools of five and one of one. Brilliant.
Yeah, Club 17. I don't know what the solution is. I mean, other than putting them to Qatar, that seems to be the answer for most of
it, isn't it? That'd be fun.
I don't actually think that anyone suggested that. We just had a text through Troublers, Martin, that the Dutch aren't in the Commonwealth, so they can't play darts.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of are. The South Africans, they're Dutch and Germans, aren't they?
Mm. Yeah. Of course they are.
All right. And we will look forward to seeing you in a week or so, Graham.
At the Rugby Heads quiz.
At the Rugby Heads quiz, mate. Swat up, okay? Even though you're not a contestant.
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
We need to talk.
Elliot, thank you so much for that.
Cheers.
Go out and be the sexy beast that you are in the newsroom.
As long as you take those gloves off.
I tell you what, I'm not taking them off. I'm not taking them off till the studio gets fumigated.